Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. I wanted to start out with a thought, and it's something my mother always used to say to me, and that is, she would say, Jane, what seems is not, and is not seems. And I think she started to realize this when she was realizing that people often judged her by the cover, and that they misread exactly what was going on because someone else had a bigger, better explanation and was better at saying that. And she taught me to always question everything. And I think that's really important in life in general. And I found that as I became a doctor and had many patients, and with the type of questioning that I do, I learned that everyone has a story. And through homeopathy, I learned that we also look at the world with a certain pair of glasses on, really, that we perceive the world depending on what happened to us in childhood and how we were programmed, really. So if one person had an experience that they found was devastating and they were so hurt, another person, it wouldn't even affect them at all. But also, I realized that there isn't one human being on the planet that hasn't gone through a great deal and isn't suffering from the way that they perceive the world and how they've been treated in many ways. So it's just been a very interesting journey, and it makes me contemplate on the daily, to be honest. Because of the way I see it, I found that each person, and including patients, are a mirror of something that I need to know. So I've learned not to repel information or go, oh, that's not me. I've learned to look deep and see that often they're a mirror for something that I need to know. And that's my thoughts for today. But I wanted to encourage everyone to listen to the recording on EMFs. EMFs are something that's completely invisible. And there's people out there that swear that humanity goes through very large flu cycles when there's extra pollution of this kind brought upon us as humans. So I just think it's something that we need to really be aware of, especially if you're vulnerable at all, where you have maybe a lower immune system or you're just struggling with something. We need to be aware that these invisible forces really affect our physical, but also our energetic bodies. So it's a great listen. And I was standing in, I want to share this story. I was in an airport, and sometimes you're in the security line for a long time. And there was two people talking in front of me. And one of them was a scientist and was telling the other one that it wouldn't be long before we'd have cars that didn't need drivers and that it would all become automated. And the other person was, well, can't we stop this if we want to? And he's, no, it's way too far down the pipe. And this was like 5-6 years ago. And I was like, what? I don't remember anyone asking if that's what I wanted or, but it brought on a cascade of thinking about just how would that come to be? The whole idea that you would have to have internet everywhere and more EMFs than we had back then. And that's developed into 5G. And I know people that are mapping cities now so that these driverless cars could perform. And I just think that this is the kind of thing that we all need to be aware of. So on that note, I would encourage everyone to listen to the podcast on EMFs, and I'll catch you on the flip side.